along those same lines, I was thinking, I have, so I have a question. Because I've read in the sutras that the wise protect their diligence as their greatest treasure.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking, how does one protect one's diligence?
Well, particularly when one is sick. It's a very good question in a sense. How do you do that when you're sick? Your faculties are starting to dissipate. How does one protect one's diligence? And because oftentimes when we think of diligence, and especially in terms of diligently practicing the Dhamma, then we think of doing something. I've got to do something to be a good practitioner. And sort of, and if I can't sit in meditation or recite the suttas, or then I'm not fulfilling my duty. And that's not really the case, because the diligence is an internal mindfulness and reflective quality. So having that internal awareness and attention to a kind of inner contemplation. So that's one's diligence. So, and similarly also, fleshing it out a bit in the sense of there's a diligence that is discerning what is unskillful, unwholesome, in that sense. Okay, one knows the mind so well and one's habits so well that one sees when the mind starts to go toward some kind of proliferation of desire, of fantasy, of irritation, aversion, of fear and confusion. So then one can relinquish that as it's arising. And then similarly, the diligence in terms of supporting the wholesome that leads to well-being, to clarity, to a sense of joy, spaciousness.